Dominic Della Sella is the chief scientist and president of the GEOS Institute, based in Ashland, Oregon, and editor of Temperate and Boreal Rainforests of the World, Ecology and Conservation. Today on SPLAB Presents, he talks about the hard work being done by Northwest temperate rainforests in the effort to prevent the worst ramifications of global climate chaos and the price future generations will likely pay for our ignorance.
When you look at our rainforest, the longer those trees are out on the landscape, the older those trees get, the more carbon they tie up in their tree trunks, in their vegetation, and in their soils. And when we cut those rainforests down, much of that carbon goes up into the atmosphere as a greenhouse gas pollution, carbon dioxide. And you don't make up for that by storing carbon in wood products, because those products wind up in a landfill at some point. And so you have a net loss of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere when you deforest the rainforest.
It's a double whammy, is what you're saying.
It is. I mean, you lose the biodiversity, you lose the clean water, and you lose the absorbing properties those big trees are performing to hang on to all that carbon dioxide.
The term might be biomass.
Biomass is a different kind of concept, and you know, it's been used to talk about creating energy out of, for instance, corn to biomass, and even trees to biomass. So there's that kind of biomass, and there's also the kind of biomass you get in a rainforest that is a sum of all the species that are in that rainforest.
So the timber company that likes to market itself as friendly to trees, the tree-growing company, I forget exactly what they call themselves, they like to use that as a PR or marketing thing, but a tree plantation has nothing on what you call a working forest.
No, I think the real work that's being done by forest is in the old growth forest. It's cleansing the air we breathe. It's purifying our drinking water. It's giving us medicinals and giving us different food sources. I mean, you look at salmon, and the health of salmon populations is tied to how intact watersheds are. The more we log those watersheds and remove the trees, the less healthy salmon are. So those old growth forests, I would argue, are doing a lot more work than a tree farm, which is giving you basically just a wood product that doesn't have nearly as many of the benefits that you're getting out of the old forest that's been cut down and replaced by these sterile tree plantations.
Do we have the technology to recreate old growth forests, or if we were, I mean, you know, if we were to invest millions of dollars, billions, maybe 2 or 3 weeks of what we're spending in Iraq and Afghanistan, what kinds of things would be possible to attempt to mitigate or to recreate a kind of old growth forest?
Well, you know, it's risky business, Paul, because we can't see that far out into the future. You know, an old growth forest is kind of the sum of the parts. There's a lot of complexity in those forests. There's a lot of big trees. There's a lot of down and dead logs on the ground, and you've got very complex layers of different plants, and we don't really know how to recreate that. And so the first rule of thumb for doing any kind of restoration is stopping the hemorrhage, because the more you hemorrhage these ecosystems, the less you're going to be able to repair them. We don't have the blueprints in place, like in the case of Europe, that is looking into the paleobotanical record, because all their blueprints are gone. All their native forests were gone, you know, thousands of years ago. So I think if you're talking about a wetland, you could do restoration on a wetland and see the consequences of your actions within a few years. But if you're talking about an old growth forest that takes hundreds of years to produce by nature, we really don't have a clue as to whether or not what we're doing now in the way of restoration is going to get us what we're replacing by clear cutting those forests.
That was Dominic Della Sella, wildlife biologist and editor of Temperate and Boreal Rainforests of the World, Ecology and Conservation. SPLAB Presents is produced for KBCS in association with the Spoken Word Lab in Columbia City. To hear the whole interview with Dr. Della Sella, go to splab.org and click the heading titled Listen. For SPLAB Presents, I'm Paul Nelson.